Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Sandra Belisky, author of the Framework Math series. Sandra has a master's in teaching with a focus in math and a double major in math and English. She has taught in four different school districts and two online schools. Sandra has tutored math to students of all ages, and she is passionate about creating math resources. She currently homeschools her four children and appreciates their continual help with beta testing math activities. Sandra created her content because of the overwhelming crisis of a nation crippled by math anxiety. Her experience as a high school math teacher inspired her to create a math program that was cohesive across their K through 12 career. She also wanted to help students think about how numbers worked and give them the confidence to play with numbers and do things that made sense rather than experiencing math within the rigid confines of memorization algorithms. In this episode, we talk about how math is awe-inspiring to see the fundamental pattern and logical, predictable structure that is woven throughout the fabric of our universe. Also, how math is so much more than arithmetic. It's truly the language of the universe. And lastly, how Sandra helps your children see through the forest of the trees in Numberland and overcome math anxiety through her work and program. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Sandra has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guest and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
Hello, thank you. I am Sandra, and I give this one a lot of thought because math is such a dangerous word to so many people. It brings up so many almost PTSD, like traumatic experiences, unfortunately. And then as our generation of parents, a lot of us have that experience. And then we kind of pass this on, not even consciously, but pass this on to our children. So the fun fact about my industry, I wanted to talk about a different side of math. So I think we have, as a society, we have one perception of math, that it's this scary thing that nobody, you know, only the really mathy people can get.
Right.
But I am so passionate about helping people see that there's another side to math. You can just flip that entirely and realize math is the language of the universe. So I could go on forever about this, but I won't, because
it's okay.
I have a whole other side of things. But this is something I love to talk about when I have the chance, because there's a lot I'm passionate about helping people understand math and, you know, get those math facts down really solid. I'll be talking about that in a minute here, but behind it all and underlying it all, I really want people to see that math is everywhere, and not just in the way that a lot of people think of it, like, oh yeah, there's math in recipes and there's math in shopping. You know, of course we do use math in the daily life, but so much more almost poetic than that. Math is the language of the entire universe. And that doesn't mean only mathematicians or only scientists have access to it. It's things like fractals, tessellations, Fibonacci numbers, the golden ratio. All of these things appear everywhere. And the fascinating thing is that there have been people who we call mathematicians, but they just called people, who have had questions, and they've observed the world around them. And they've noticed things like, wait a minute, the branches of a tree, the pattern on a fern leaf, our lungs, our blood veins, there's something going on here that's so similar. Things like there's a consistent number, 1.6, that's fantastic. This is the golden ratio that appears everywhere. It's in the ratio of our DNA. It's in the structure of the bones on our fingers and throughout our skeleton. It's in, you'll see the golden spiral overlaid so many pieces of artwork, because people have discovered this centuries ago, and it's worked its way into art and architecture, but it's because somebody noticed it in the world around us. And they're like, this number 1.6, you know, goes on forever, shows up in the craziest places. And it's in the spirals of a seashell. It's in the, or a hurricane. The hurricane is in the shape of the golden spiral, which has that ratio like embedded in it. And then galaxies, like literally from our DNA to the galaxies of the universe, this number is everywhere. And Galileo Galilei is the one who said, you know, he looked at the stars. He knew a lot about this stuff. And he said, math is written, math is the language with which God has written the universe. And other scientists and mathematicians have said, this number that I'm talking about, the golden ratio, is the fingerprint of God. And it's just like, kind of gives me the chills, because like, why would it be that orderly and that like completely reliable and beautiful? And so this is the final thing. And I'm like trying to limit myself here, but
no, I love this.
Okay. That I wanted to say is, not only is it, you know, I do love seeing patterns and seeing how we can take something like, okay, fractals is a whole nother world, but we can take the fact that fractals happen in the universe and pull that into our life and say, how can we use that to make our world a better place? And it's really helped cell phone technology. Fractals have been a big part of that. And it's greatly enhanced the artwork in video games. And it's even in the Hubble telescope, the telescopes that are going out into outer space, they're based on, you know, fractals and tessellations. That's more of a tessellation experience. So anyways, the thing I wanted to say is there is so much order and sense in this universe. You know, we often look around us and we see chaos and we kind of live in a realm of anxiety. But actually seeing math in this way is kind of an antidote to anxiety, because it, you can take a deep breath and realize our universe is built on this tapestry of perfection and order. And I wrote some of this here, but there's a line that I love in a poem by John Keats that says, beauty is truth, truth, beauty. And I always come back to that, because truth is like math. There just is, you know, 1 + 1 = 2.
Right.
The universe is here. There is this pattern in it. But not only is there that truth, but it's beautiful. You know, Wow. You just take a look at nature, take a look at the heavens. Everything is so much more beautiful than it necessarily needs to be. So by design, truth and beauty go together. And I've seen that in my study of mathematics. And so I just am passionate about helping people see there's another side. Like we give math a bad rap by just, you know, only seeing the numbers that appear to us in elementary school, but we have to use those numbers so that we can speak this language, because this is the language God is speaking to us through the universe. In a sense.
That's amazing. First off, Yeah. You don't give math a bad rap at all. Like, you're awesome. Oh my goodness. I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh, I have to have a session with her. It's like, I need to like sit down and talk to her for a very long time.
This is
amazing. Oh my gosh. You know, it reminds me of this scripture that says the creation, it proves, you know, it's God's existence. And like, when you're talking about this 1.6 or 1.6, continues to go on, it's very awe-striking. It really is. It's very awe-striking. And it leaves me very humbled as I'm listening to you talk about it, because that's huge. You know what I mean? To be able to see these things. And I remember a friend of mine, she was on this podcast too. Her name is Ingrid. And she talks about the math eye. Like, the math eye, where you see things that, you know, that maybe most people don't see, but it's because it's the math that you can see within your life. That just, it's the math eye. Like, you can legitimately see not just the equations, but you almost can see what the patterns are happening, all these different things. And I'm like, I want the math eye. I want the math eye. You know, it's like, you know, it's minds like yours that really inspire us, you know, in our own industry to want to become excellent, because I do believe this. I mean, it says in the Bible that for God to hide a matter, and it's for kings and queens to go there and pull it out.
Right.
And I think that's beautiful. And I feel that's what you did.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, to study history alongside math with this math eye view, you realize it's like, yeah, there's this secret code all around us, and it's just there for us to discover. And it's so awesome. People like Fibonacci and Galileo and so many people have had the thought to ask a question and then to keep going until they find an answer. And that's amazing.
That's
it's
awesome.
Fun to be at this point in history.
Yes. And I want to talk all about you, like what you do, like,
absolutely.
And tell us about it. Like, tell us what you do with your framework math and all the things that go with it and how you started it. Like, what inspired you to begin this journey in math?
Yeah. So I was a high school math teacher for about 7 years, and I have a master's in math, master's in education with a focus on math, and then a double major in math and English. So I've kind of, my whole life has been math, but seeing it, it kind of rocked my world to become a high school algebra teacher and really be with those kids who were struggling. Because by the time they got to ninth grade, if they were in, you know, the class that I was teaching, they kind of had built up, it wasn't their fault, but they had built up a disdain for the topic because they'd constantly been kind of taken down a route that was really focused on memorization and completely focused on grades. So they didn't get to see the side of the beautiful that math is the language of the universe. Math is amazing. We need the language so that we can go deeper. So, okay, long story short, as a high school math teacher, I realized that there were so many gaps in the foundation. And there's one thing in particular that I can remember that has kind of been a line that's carried through to what I'm doing today. And that is when I was helping students learn how to factor with like x plus 3 times y plus 7. When I was modeling that out with algebra tiles, it struck me for the first time that this is what multiplication is. And that was such a light bulb moment for me. It's like, well, you put a 5 in there for x and you put a 3 in for y or whatever, and you can model it and you can see it and feel it and make sense of it. And you're not at the mercy of the numbers because you understand the concept. And so you can, whether those numbers are, you're multiplying 7 times 6 in third grade, or whether you're multiplying polynomials in high school, or whether you're working with negatives or integers or anything, it's all so connected. And that kind of brings me to the next point. Why did I do this? Because it gets broken up, and the breaking everything into these grade levels and just isolating the topics gives kids a miserable experience because they don't see the fluid nature of it. And so when they're learning one thing and then they go on to the next thing, it always seems like something else. And now there's a new formula to memorize. And now there's something else that doesn't make any sense, but you know, we better figure it out. So I've kind of backwards designed this with that goal in mind, that everything that we're doing, it stretches to everything. It stretches to algebra, but so many times I've already seen it stretching so far beyond that. There's so many calculus things. So anyways, I built this with a kind of backwards design because I taught for 7 years and then I started homeschooling when I had my first son, and I have 4 kids now, and they're experiments for all of the math that I'm creating. It's wonderful. So with my first son, I got to really get in and get into his mindset and think, this is harder than I ever would have expected. How do you teach kids to add? Like, what does it mean to add 3 plus 2? And so I had to dive deep into it, but I constantly had that sight of where it was headed because I knew the high school world really well. So I discovered 10 frames and realized this is it. Like, it's so simple. It's so profound. Our number system is based on 10. We have 10 fingers. That's why our number system is based on 10. So it's so natural for us to think in these terms. So 10 frames, there's two things, 10 frames and then a wreck and wreck. Those are my two big things that you can learn so much, like framework of math. You can get the whole thing built out just with those two, because they're built around the 10-ness of numbers, and that's everything. So as I was doing this, you know, we were always doing 10 frames. I had a big rubber mat on the floor and Expo markers, and we drew out 10 frames and we counted out toys and stuff.
So what's a 10 frame? Just for those of us like, who don't, like, I'll be honest, when you had first told me a 10 frame, I was like, oh, I gotta go look this up. Like,
yes,
I gotta go look up a 10 frame. Like, what's a 10 frame? So like, can you give us a little bit of an explanation of what a 10 frame is?
Absolutely. A 10 frame is just a 2x5 grid. So five on top, five on bottom.
Yep.
And it's a model of numbers, because there's another word I'm going to throw in here. The best way to help kids make sense of numbers and be confident in what they're doing is to build up a habit of subitizing. So that is being able to instantly see an amount of numbers and know how many there are. And not only that, when you see it in a 10 frame, when you see seven, you see it as 5 and 2. You see that there's 3 missing. That in itself is like the skill that leads into everything you need to know about addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. So I won't go on forever. It's all in my books. It's all laid out. But that is my vision about what I wanted to do. That's where it started. And what I've been doing with it is just developing it through the 4 major operations. And it's turned, this is what I wanted, and it's actually come to fruition 7 years in the making. I have the complete series now for the foundations, and then addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. And all of those go up through multi-digit numbers, because I wanted to do this vertical curriculum where you have this continuous line of thought, so that what you do in preschool, it just keeps building. So if you're working with 4-year-olds or 5-year-olds, there's really no reason they can't do, you know, multi-digit subtraction and addition, and then it builds really naturally. I've had second and third graders working on just going as far as they can through multiplication, division, because it just keeps developing. So that is what I do.
I love it. I love it. What inspired you to do all this? Like, it's amazing. I mean, like, just as you're talking, I'm just sitting here just soaking it in. I'm learning myself. Today's been an amazing day. Like, all the people that I've been interviewing, I've learned so much. And this is, for me, one of my greatest joys, to talk to people like you who are just so passionate and brilliant in what you do, because of just the love that just oozes. It's just like, it's like oozes out of everybody. And I'm just so thankful that I'm an extrovert at this moment, because I just receive so much from you guys. But what inspired you to create this content?
Yes, good question. I think seeing so many people kind of crippled by math anxiety, and that it's almost a curse we're passing from one generation to the next at this point, is just become so culturally accepted that we're bad at math and it's okay to be bad at math, but it's not okay to be bad at math. And there's no reason to be, because math makes sense. So I honestly didn't feel like I was able to do everything I wanted in the classroom as a high school math teacher. It was too big. The need was too big and I was so small. So I think ever since I've been in college, maybe in high school, I've wanted to help as many people as possible see math in this way. And so I didn't realize it would come out like in this book series, but I feel like this is the best chance I have of reaching the most people as possible with this message and with this like step-by-step system that's so simple and takes them. It's like just a line that starts at the beginning and goes as far as they need to go. So I really wanted to help as many people as possible. And I was too small in the classrooms, and there's a lot of other limitations that I was struggling with. So I'm happy to be able to serve these books to the homeschool community, because it takes the pressure off the parents. They don't have to, you know, study teaching manuals just to give their kids a lesson. It's all open and go, walks the kids through everything. It's so visual. hands-on for the kids, but hands-off for the parents.
That's awesome. Yeah, you have a lot of books in here for like different things like the framework math division. You have division coil binding and subtraction. You have different volumes, addition. Then you have the journal, the handwriting and doodling journals. So can you talk a little bit about those two? Because I'm like, oh, what's, I was like clicking on it. I'm like, what is this? This looks really interesting.
Sure. So I've kind of discovered in the process of reaching out and building connections with families who are using my framework math books that not only has it been useful for parents who are beginning from the beginning with their kids, but almost more than that, it's been useful for kids with dyslexia a lot, but the whole spectrum of learning struggles, these books have really met that need. And I've been so happy to see that and work with the families who have been struggling to see how can I help my kids get this? Because I really believe math does not have to be that stumbling block. It doesn't have to close doors to their future. So in the process of, you know, diving deep into how can we help kids with dyslexia or dyscalculia or different things, I've been learning a lot about all of this. And one thing that I found that was fantastic is this idea of for students who struggle with dyslexia, it helps to have really like gridded lines. So not just lines, but little gridded to write in. And I saw some journals on Amazon that were just like blank sheets of these grids. It's like, huh, I could make that. So I was making it. I'm like, well, I already have a store where I'm selling books, so I could sell these journals. And then I realized it, just having gridded paper, you can get that on Amazon. But if you turn it into notebooking style, so you have a place to draw and write, because honestly, most kids, especially if they have dyslexia or other things, drawing is like having that creative outlet is so important in helping them process ideas. So I think any journal should have the drawing and the writing space together. So that's part of it. And then another part of it at the end of those notebooks is these really fun blank comic pages I've designed. So there's several different templates of, you know, just the boxes and the speech bubbles and all different kinds of things. So I tested that out on my kids and they had a lot of fun with it.
That's so fun. And you have a free 36 page ebook sample so people can see it.
Yes.
That's awesome. And they can really get familiar with it. And, you know, because you have like the hands-on activities, you have games in there, teaching notes, templates, and all that stuff. So that's awesome. That's really fantastic. So where can they find your resources?
Yes, on my newly redesigned website. I've spent a lot of time recently redesigning my website, and it's fun now.
Looks good.
I've set up a little scavenger hunt adventure for people because I wanted people to get in and see there's a lot on the website. So my website is frameworkmath.com. And you can find the books there. You can find a whole range of supplemental add-ons. You can find a lot of videos that I've made. There's a lot on the website, and it's definitely the go-to to find the books.
Yeah, you have a lot. You have your blog as well.
Right.
You just have a lot of stuff on here, which is fantastic. And I think, you know, when parents are able to like listen, or just homeschoolers or homeschool teachers, whoever, are able to like connect with the person who's, you know, creating all these resources, it makes it just so much more easier to get on the website and just to navigate all that, because it's like, it makes sense. Like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You know what I mean? She's brilliant. Look at how she talks about the 1.6 and the golden number. It's like, you know, because that draws people in. It's like, you know, the golden number, like, whoa, like I'm like sitting here going, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to like Google the golden number, you know, and learn more about it, you know. That to me is fascinating, because I do believe that all the information is out there, and like all we have to, what we're tasked to do is to go there and find it. And it's just, it's so cool how everyone's brain is so different, but yet like we can all learn from each other, you know? So now what you do is it, so you work with people, do you work with parents and families one-on-one, or is it, you have your books and that's the way they're able to, you know, like learn from you and the videos and things like that?
Yeah, good question. Both, I would say, as a short answer. I've, in the whole process of designing this, it's really been a 7-year process up to this point. So it's been through different stages. And at one stage of this, I had the entire thing as an online course that was kind of video first. And I flipped the entire model now so that it's workbook first. And then there's layers of videos that will come that's still in a future stage that will align with every single unit in it. But another part of that stage was doing live classes. So it went from the completely online course to live classes, tutoring, and building out the Facebook group. So I have worked with fantastic families over the past 7 years and just been able to help them and see it from their eyes as parents, like what's helpful to you so that you're not overwhelmed by teaching math, sure. What's helpful to your kids. And a big thing I discovered is I had to make my curriculum age neutral because mm-hmm. I went into it thinking I was helping four-year-olds, you know, begin their math journey. But a lot of times people don't realize that they are stumbling on math until they get to multiplication more often than not. And then you do need to go back to the beginning, but no third grader wanted to do what I had built for the four-year-olds. So I redesigned the entire curriculum. That's what the books are for, to be completely age neutral and friendly to everybody, parents and kids. And right. So you're asking, is it, am I working directly with families or is it they just use the books? So I've created the books partly because I had met my demand. Like I couldn't possibly do any more tutoring, yeah. But also I knew that I was so limited as a one-on-one tutor. So I've created it. So nobody needs to hire me as a tutor anymore. It's all in the books. So I'm like, this is what I would teach you. This is the entire thing. You don't need me anymore. It's the books, cool. All there. But also in the process, I've built so many actual personal connections with families. And it's really in the Facebook group. So if anybody who's listening wants to join us in the Framework Math Facebook group, that's where we have a lot of these discussions. And I'm always there and happy to help families and see what you need and how I can help.
That's fantastic. And I'll put your links in your show notes so families will be able to just click and go. It's been awesome talking with you. And I really do feel like I've learned so much today so far. Is there one big takeaway you want to leave with our listeners today from our conversation?
Yes, that math makes sense. pretty much that's it. And another thing, that for parents helping their kids with math, there is a way for them to come in alongside and see math this way with their child without it being a burden on them. Because mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of math curriculum in the homeschool world that's a burden for parents, even for me. I've been using and, you know, reviewing a lot of it, and it's so parent intensive. So there's hope. There's hope for kids. There's hope for parents. Math can be fun. It can be easy. It can make sense.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Sandra, for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you guys can go on her frameworkmath.com and I'll put it in the show notes. Thanks again.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.